Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, welcome to the Back Show.
Yes, it's Thursday, and apparently Thursday's the new Friday. They keep saying it. Everyone keeps saying it.
I don't think for everybody else.
Did I know that my eyes match the colour of my shirt? That's because I've been up since 3:30 and I'm really frigging tired, Batwinch. Thank you very much for pointing that out. If you haven't got the video podcast, you can look at the red rings around my eyes and the black lines underneath them. But those that are seeing them live include Mr. Carl Swagger. How you doing, mate?
I'm well. Very well. And you're very colour coordinated, may I say.
Yeah, my. Well, everyone was saying that this shirt was pink the other week, so they'll make their mind up soon. How's life in Filipino land?
It's very good in Filipino land over here. It's warm. I wish it would get a little cooler, but it's been a good week, busy week, and we still have tomorrow.
Yes, the Lord be tomorrow.
Yes.
Most definitely. Next to him, we've got Ms. Gamont, Kelly Gamont from the unofficial Apple weblog. How are you doing, girl?
I'm lovely. I'm in a break for the conference. I'm here with a bunch of people, and last night we got to the advanced screening of Wreck-It Ralph.
We have no idea what you've just said.
Of course you don't.
No, it's all poppy and widdly and all over the place.
She should go back to the bed. She should go back to the bed, because when she was on the bed over there, the video sucked, but the audio was great.
The audio was great a little while ago. We'll keep trying, girl. We'll see you there. Next to her, we've got Dr. Happy Mac. Hello, mate.
Hello.
How's life?
Reason, isn't there, why the song doesn't go Thursdays, got to get down for Thursdays.
Yeah, because it's still a crap day. There's no question. Yeah. It's a work week. But you're not working. How you been?
I'm good, yes. Been a bit of a quiet week, actually.
Now, you've been saying that your stalker has got herself a boyfriend. So no, yes. No more. How am I ever going to pay you for my Mac fix?
Yeah, with money now. Apparently,
plays you with money.
Wasn't paying with money.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Oh okay, yeah.
I have to say, she was always. But now it's yes, money's the first option.
The chat room's trying to improve the Wi-Fi across the world by telling everyone to turn it off. So to feed it to Kelly, they're trying to Kelly. There we go. Get it all up and running. We'll have to wait and see. Kelly, jump in as much as you can. Ring, ring, she says. There she goes. She's ringing. Are you back? Hello, Kelly? No, nothing there. The Week in Apple. Well, there's an event, apparently. It's coming on the 23rd. We will be there. We'll be covering it live. We'll have all the stuff, all the news. Everything's going on. Invitations have been sent out. And that's... Really? Yeah, apparently so. What's coming then? Kyle, you're our main man. You've got the inside information. And you said that you've had some confirmation,
Strong words. I wouldn't say confirmation. But look forward to be a mini event. And... you know, you're talking iPad Mini.
What?
You're talking Mac Mini. And you're talking MacBook Pro Mini.
Oh, so those are the three definites you're saying. It's a mini. Now, there's always these little hints and stuff like that. The invitation is a hark back to the old multicolored rainbowy type effect of Apple logos gone by. But there's no clues in there that it's a mini thing. But what makes you say mini? Have you had a hot tip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on, Kelly. You've had a hot tip.
Yes, yes.
No, I have. I don't at all. But the invitation says, like, we have a little more to show you.
A little more to show you. Ah.
And we hope that's not Tim Cook.
And Slick as Snot in the chat room is just saying for us, just for everyone's benefit, little equals mini. Thank you.
Yes.
So
like me.
So are you short then, Kelly?
I am the Apple event. Yes, I am.
You're short, right, okay. Short's not a problem.
I prefer fun-sized.
Fun-sized. small packages. Now, multicolor invite is multicolor iPad, they're saying. So they reckon there's going to be an iPad mini, and it's going to be in iPod colors. So you're going to have all that whole range of stuff that the iPod comes in and the iPod Nano comes in.
That's my thing. That's I'm standing by that one.
That's your money.
It came to me in a dream, that one.
When? How long ago? This morning?
Just before last week when I mentioned it. It did. You did mention it last week.
Yeah.
Just popped into my head.
We talked about it when I Skyped in from the airport, because we talked about whether or not it was going to come in iPod colors or not.
There we go. It's corroborated.
And I said yes. So I'm sticking with that too. I think it will be colorful.
Jan in the chat room says it's the new gay iPad line. There you go.
Colors are not gay.
Yeah, well, Jan would disagree, it seems. Well, there's nothing wrong with a bit of colour in life, is there? I should point out.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to out Jan, but Jan's gay, so I mean, it's not offensive, I hope, that I said that. iPad mini, it's a definite. Mm. It's absolute definite. Yeah. There's no question. Because if they're saying different colours, then the one that we've seen pictures of have all been brushed aluminium.
Brushed aluminium, yeah. Well, I think haven't we seen sort of a black kind of style one too?
For the back or for the bezel?
No, for the back.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that. Are you saying it's going to mimic the iPad, iPhone 4S?
iPhone 5, actually, yeah.
Something to like that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Or like DHM is saying, like the colors, like the way that looks on the back. You know, it's. I think he might have been actually onto something. Although I did read this week something about there's going to be two colors and it's going to be white and black. But I think they'd be very wise to do the colors because. Well, I'll let DHM take on that. Why do you think they'd be wise to do the colors, DHM?
Well, I think that it's like. The target market, isn't it? I mean, the iPod Touch sells massively in the sort of to your children, to the school children, college markets, people that can't afford the whole iPhone but want the iOS stuff. And it's the same with the iPad Mini, isn't it? It's because the iPad is a big tool, it's expensive, it's the full fat product, and then the mini iPad is going to be the one you give your kids, it's the ones they take to school, it's going to be the trendy one, the fashion iPad, and I think that's the same with the iPod Touch. It'll be the same, you know, have one colour on the back, sort of aluminium on the back, and then the front bezels will be multicoloured in the same way that the iPod Touch ones are. Kind of colour inset into it with the edge around it, I think.
So are we saying the bezel's going to change colour or the back's going to change colour?
No, the back won't change colour, the bezel will change colour, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the opposite.
Mm. You think the opposite?
Yeah, me too.
So bezel's going to be black or white, and the back's going to be... Or is it going to be colour-coded bezels to go with the back?
Yeah,
Whatever that is.
Yeah, where some of the colours you get a black bezel and some of the colours you get a white bezel. I think that's what it's going to be. And yeah. I think you're absolutely right about the market. Wasn't it here a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how the Kindle Fire is the iPad you give your kids because it's $200?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Now, iPad is the iPad you give your kids.
Exactly. And it's the right size.
So definitely a 7-inch, definitely colors, definitely near retina resolution.
Mm-hmm.
What processor?
A4, A5.
A4 was what we got told in January, but it wouldn't be... Yeah. There'd be no hurt in throwing an A5 in there, would there?
No, A5.
No.
They can't put a 6 in. They can't upstage the iPad. Nope.
Definitely will not. And I'm looking at 512 of RAM in the thing, too. There's definitely not going to be a gig in there.
Cameras.
Are we still saying cut down iOS?
Nope. Full iOS.
Really?
No, yeah, I'm saying cut down iOS.
You can't throw another version of iOS into the App Store. It'll
just be Android. Feature hobbled, because they want you for the bookie market and the watching movies market. Well, they don't want it for the app gaming. I mean,
if it's feature hobbled, it'll be no Siri. But other than that, nothing
definitely.
Else.
There'll definitely be no Siri on this thing.
It'll be like it'll just lay out like they do all the rest of iOS, where you get iOS 6, but on the iPhone 4 you don't get Siri and you don't get turn by turn, and on the 4S you get Siri and turn by turn, and on the 5 you get there's a couple of things the 5 will do that the 4S won't do, but I can't remember what they are right now because I don't have either one. So I think the 7-inch iPad will be the same sort of feature set where it'll run iOS 6, but it's not going to be full on. So
DB in the chat room says, why are we playing this guessing game? Because if we don't, there's sod all to talk about.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
It's the week before an Apple event. It's where the tide goes out from the beach getting ready for the tsunami of what's coming.
Yeah.
There's no point waiting until next week and saying, yeah, I thought, you have to stand up and say, yeah, I'm using my expert knowledge to predict this is going to happen. And then we can all feel super stoked that we were bang on.
Forsman, feel free to die in on line one. There we go. Says he's got a right, but we're one short. Never mind. Mac Minis. No, I mean, it's a little thing, so they say mini events. I mean, what the hell are they going to do to the Mac Mini? The thing is, as well, they've updated the computing line quite regularly over the last couple of years at varying intervals with just interim updates. New processors have just come in with no big splash, just a press release and a change in the iTunes store, or in the iTunes store, in the online store. So why is it all of a sudden that they're going to have an event that says iPad, Mac Minis?
First and foremost, they're overdue for it. Secondly, I think they're going to put some ports. I think they'll put some ports on the front of it. Maybe they'll call it Lightning Rod. I don't know, but I actually look for some ports to be on the front of a Mac Mini.
Really?
Mac Mini, you maybe just announced a few days later in the store. It'll just appear as a speed bump.
I don't know. I mean, go on, Kelly.
I think this is the softball. This is going to be the thing that kicks off the "we have a little more to show you" event, because let me make sure, we've got a little more to show you is what it says on the invitation.
Yeah.
And I think the mini is going to be the softball thing that comes out of this, where what it ends up being is the first thing they announce. Because you know how like they come out at the regular events and they'll say, they'll run a bunch of numbers by people when everybody's eyes glaze over and they all catch up on their Twitter feeds. Mm. And they go, oh, you know, we've sold this many and we have, you know, this many devices with this iOS installed and blah, blah, blah. And they do all that. And what they're going to do is then they're going to, instead of doing that, they're going to do this, where they go, bam, here's the new Mac Mini. It's got a port on the front for Kyle. And thank here's you. The
it's called a Kyle port.
Yeah, it's a Kyle port.
It's a Kyle bolt.
Not Thunderbolt, not Lightning. Kyle bolt. And
thank you.
Or appreciate Thunder you. Kyle, if you prefer.
Thunder Kyle, I prefer very much more.
So it's going to ship with a Thunderbolt update, a Thunder Kyle update. They're going to tell us what the crap you do with a Thunder Kyle port. And then they're going to say, and it's in the store when we're done with the event today. It, you know. Order available today.
All I'll say is just please be gentle with my port. That's all I'm asking.
Chat room, I think we need some suggestions as to what you do with a Thunder Kyle port. Most definitely. In fact, stuff it. We'll have a competition. I'll give away a 450D. There we go. Whoever can come up with the most useful suggestion as to what a Thunder Kyle would be will be.
At my expense.
Chat room is saying karaoke tonight, apparently, allegedly. That's you. You're doing karaoke, Kelly. Karaoke, Kelly.
This is Sportsman because he is an excellent karaoke partner.
So he says. So he tells himself. Yes. Wired for Flight says, when's the new version of iTunes shipping? Batwinch.
Show it with this. I bet.
Batwinch said, I thought the general thought was that they were killing off Mac Minis.
No, not killing off Mac Minis. Oh, no way. I mean, it's too much of a... It's that product that gets people... It's the product that makes people say, no, I don't want a Windows machine anymore. I want a Mac. It's that... And we've all been there. It was the first computer I had. Was it your first computer too, wasn't it, Ewan? The Mini?
Yeah. I had an old G4 Mini and then I had a G5 Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And a G4 tower, the crystal maze tower thing, in purple.
And not only that, it's one of their greenest products, too.
Yeah. Well, the original pitch for it was, this was the switcher machine. Bring your own keyboard, mouse, and monitor. So for people who want to switch, like, they don't have to buy the whole thing. And for people who like the setup that they have, they don't have to buy an iMac, which may or may not fit in, like, the little hutch area of your desk or whatever. Like, if you've got it all fixed up, all you have to do is swap out the bit in the back, and then you're set. So it's definitely time for them to update it. I don't, it was July 20th, 2011, which is 456 days ago. The average is 356 days.
It's a long time, no doubt about it.
It is.
Bookery.
I get the exactly the same feeling about the Mini as I got last time when I thought they were going to be in the MacBook. And I would not be surprised, and I would come down on the side of the fence if pushed to say it'll go.
Really?
Yep.
And be replaced with a cube?
No, can't.
I think it'll just mysteriously, just like the MacBook, it'll just vanish.
Okay, well, they're not going to have an event to get rid of a product, so.
Describing it as the Switcher Mac, which is exactly what it was. I think that it did that brilliantly. It got people into Macs. It got, and it did that job really well. That job no longer exists. Every Mac is the Switcher Mac. The iPhone and the iPad are the gateway devices to Apple. The iMac is the Mac that everyone wants. I don't think the Mac Mini has a point or a purpose in life at all anymore.
Bookery has suggested the gateway to Appledom is the title. Kelly, you're saying absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
Go on, why?
Because they can't ditch it while that tower continues to just languish in the corner, unloved and unattended.
Right. So the unattended tower is causing the gateway to Appledom to be kept open.
They have to do it because otherwise they're sending people to the iMac or the highway, and that's never going to fly because the Mac Pro isn't quite right for a lot of people. There's a very large market for people who have computers that didn't cost as much as their car. And there's definitely people who want something that is disconnected from the monitor in some way. Even if it's a beautiful monitor, and I'm not saying the iMac is not one of the most beautiful screens I've ever laid eyes on, but for a lot of people, having the flexibility of ease of updates for that or any of that kind of thing is definitely going to make this the other machine. Apple's always had, for as long as they've sort of settled into their current landscape, Apple's always had two product lines. So there's sort of the pro level stuff and then the consumer level stuff. And they can't change that if what they're trying to do now is there are a lot of people who are getting minis instead of a new Mac Pro. And they can't continue to anger those people.
Right.
It's all about price. I think a lot of it is. I mean, if you're going into a Best Buy or what have you, and you're thinking, do I want to spend $700 on a Windows machine, or do I want to spend, or say $500 on a Windows machine, but I want to spend $100 more and get a Mac? That's it, right there. There's your $600 Mac. You're part of that Mac family now, which is what Apple wants. And I think it's the same thing, the same sort of thinking it is with the iPad Mini. They want that market. That's why they're doing an iPad Mini. And to me, it's going to kill off the Kindle and the Nexus quicker than you can say Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Right. Okay. Well, the chat room is all over the place with this. Kev Clark says, no way the Mini's going. It's the server access that's the key part. Lots of friends running servers and that kind of stuff for the home use of media servers and so on.
Oh, yeah, because OS X server is such a good product.
No, I'm not saying it is, but what I'm saying is, I mean, I use it to serve all of the media to the Apple TVs. Apple TV's a piece of crap. Apple TV could do with an update, that's for sure, because that's...
It's also small.
Small. There we go. Mac Pro is, I think, he's closer to being on the chopping block than the Mini is by a long way, says Wired for Flight. 100% agree with Kelly, says Wired for Flight as well. Jimmy the Geek, a lot of businesses are using Mac Minis for servers. I can't see it. Batwin, she's thrown in another one. She says, what about if they brought in a touchscreen iMac? There's no indication that touchscreen is going to be anything, but it does give you that iOS-like feel on a desktop computer, and it would really piss off Microsoft, who are 2 days later and are going to be talking about Windows 8 as a touch OS. But
I actually did. I was so embarrassing. The other day, I was at a customer's office, and I was concentrating on something else and I wanted to do something, and I actually reached forward and swiped the screen of their iMac.
Really?
Yeah.
You I had to go tosser. Outside and
smash my head with a hammer to
make the well, that happened here. Away. We've had the same thing happen here. So there's, I'm at an event called Mac Tech in California. If you guys, seriously, I want all you guys to come next year so we can hang out. I will buy all of you beverages.
Deal.
And
deal.
Yeah.
What they've done is outside the rooms where the sessions are, there's an iMac. It's an iMac. It's not a monitor. It's an iMac sitting there with like the schedule on it for the day, because like as times flex and sometimes things get updated, they've just got the calendar listed on these computers, and every at least a few times a day, somebody walks up, because there's no keyboard attached, there's no mouse attached, they're just controlling them all remotely to update the calendar page, and people will walk up and tap on it.
Yeah.
So I've seen it when you don't have any other input device, people walk up and touch the screen and then stand there and then go, oh yeah. So
I'm willing to be shot down in utter and total flames here, but I'm going to say that OS 10.8 is not capable of touch inputs at that kind of level. I can't see it.
Chat room would be awesome.
Correct me, but I don't think it's got anything.
I'm not sure either, but I don't think at this.
You'd have to. I mean, I can't even think they'd do it with a supplemental update. You're going to have to talk about 10.9, aren't you, to have touch input? And there's no indication that 10.9 is coming. I don't think it would be lovely. It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? But 10.9 Liger.
Pass the conference by, Liger. But it sounds like a doozy, and I would be well keen to pop along next year for 2013. It looks like quite a good thing.
Yes, Batwench is warning you, Kelly, that we will drink you into bankruptcy.
I didn't say I was giving you all of your beverages. I said I would buy you beverages.
Oh,
beverages. Well, at least that's more than one.
Come to
beverages.
Come to Burbank, California for a beer.
No.
Yeah, right. I'll pay £3,000 round trip so that you can buy me one beer. Thank you, Kelly. Oh, thank you so much, Kelly.
I would buy you several beers. I didn't say.
Oh, okay. Just not all of my beer.
One. I'm just not buying all the ones that you drink. I know better.
Good girl. Maybe Apple could make an iMac like a docking station for an iPad, says Jimmy the Greek. And does everyone get a juice box?
If you so desire, I will have
better come with better come with a straw.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, there is talk of a new iMac, and they're talking about a new iMac in the teardrop shape. I've got is that the one off iCarly or something?
Yeah.
That's a pear, isn't it? What do they mean by the teardrop shape? Because I've never heard that before, I have to say.
I think that just refers to the shape from the side, doesn't it? So it's slightly curved at the back and flat and much thinner at the top than the bottom.
Right. So it's like a slopey V thing.
Yeah. It's not front on. It's just going to look just like the iMac always does. You know, big black screen, chin, black Apple logo. But from the side, much thinner all round, but kind of thicker at the bottom, thinner at the top, and kind of curving out at the bottom and then back up to the point at the top.
Yeah. No, that works. That works. Everyone else reckon we're getting a new iMac or not? I'd say gut would say no, because I think the iMac would be just an incremental update through the store.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say that too. I could see us getting new iMacs, but I can't see it being really a big thing announced at the event.
I don't know. If they've changed the form factor after all these years, if they really slimmed it down, I think they would make it, you know, it'll be that, you know, they've invented another brand new manufacturing process just for this. And Tim and Johnny will come out and explain to us how they
Johnny won't come out on stage at all.
No, in via video, he'll explain to us how it's Dremeled out of baby unicorns bones and things like that.
So they're really going for the new age vote there, then, aren't they? Yeah, yeah, we killed baby unicorns, took their horns, and hollowed them out so that we could have the new teardrop. In fact, it's actually powered by unicorn tears. as well as Cult of Mac.
I can see if they're going to do that, if they're going to rejig the form factor, I think that probably would make a thing of that, because it is the flagship product, and I think that would definitely, if it's just going to get, you know, faster processors, a bit more.
No, they're not going to mention it on stage. Thanks to Ninja Andy, we've got the teardrop shape as suggested by Cult of Mac. I've given them credit there on the image. Thanks, mate. This is what they think it's going to look like. So it's small at the top and wide at the bottom. You've got to say that the Mac, the iMac, is significantly bigger than it probably needs to be at this point in time, given the change in technology and stuff. Batwing said, why don't they go for narwhals instead of unicorns? That would work.
That would explain the little more to show you, is if they somehow made the iMac leaner and meaner.
Yeah, that would work. Definitely work.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah, yeah.
Smaller, perhaps. iMac in a box.
17-inch iMac.
17-inch iMac.
Yeah, iMac mini.
Could be. The other thing, then, is a 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display.
For some reason, I think, you said
as well, Carlo.
I feel they're going to call it the MacBook Pro Mini. I don't know why. It goes in line with the event. They have other products that are minis. The mini thing is working.
MacBook Mini.
A MacBook Mini or MacBook Pro Mini. I don't know
Two
why.
Words.
Go on, Kelly.
Two words. They don't sell anything that's got any extra words in it anymore. It's always two words. So it'll be the MacBook Mini, if it's anything. It won't be a Pro Mini. That's, no.
Okay.
Because everything is MacBook Pro, iPod Nano.
Okay.
But what I just don't get, and I've been banging on about it so far this week, what is the difference between a 13-inch Retina MacBook Pro and a 13-inch MacBook Air? What is the difference?
The 13-inch MacBook Air hasn't got Retina, has it?
No, but they could put it, if they put Retina in the 13-inch MacBook Air, then it would be a 13-inch Retina MacBook Air. Mm-hmm. I mean, the MacBook Pro is already really just a MacBook with the word Pro written on the front of the screen. It's got no dedicated graphics.
No, fair point.
So I guess the only difference is, the difference is the amount left on your credit card.
Yeah, that's the mini part. What's left in your bank balance? Yeah.
Currently, I think the Pros are still shipping with rotational hard drives. I think you can. There's an option to upgrade to an SSD, but in the Air, it's standard.
Yeah, but the Retina MacBook Pro will be thinner than the MacBook Pro.
Right.
So no rotating drive.
No.
Right, but that's the difference today between the 13-inch Air and the 13-inch.
Yeah, but MacBook when the, Pro, Retina, the rotational, I mean, yeah, but once the Retina MacBook Air comes out, MacBook Pro comes out, that is in effect also a Retina MacBook Air, isn't it? They are the same machine.
Probably.
The iNetBook, back when she suggested in the chat room, which I really don't see. and Kev says, wouldn't that be too expensive? And it would, wouldn't it? I mean, it takes the 13, which is kind of entry-level laptop market, and it pushes it way, way, way out there into the pro end, which it never really is. As you've just said, DHM, it's not a pro machine. Oh, that's silenced him. That's kept him quiet.
MacBook Mini, then.
Here you go, then. MacBook Mini. Here's my thought. What about if this is the event where they announce the death of spinning media in all Mac products?
That would be a littler hard drive than rotational. That means,
so they would basically say, we got a little less to show you.
There is no spinning media at all anymore in Apple products after next week. It all goes to SSD. That. No choice.
Oh, all goes to SSD.
All goes to SSD. There is no spinning media in Apple products, apart from the classic, of course. But
nope.
You don't see that?
Nah.
No. I can see getting rid of all optical media.
Oh, all optical media, I think, is a given.
Yeah.
No, but not next week. Next year.
See, Kev agrees with me. Kev in the chat room says, I like it. There we go. Yeah, see? Makes,
but how would I burn and copy DVDs?
You get an external drive.
That's right.
Yeah,
they'll sell that to you.
Optical disappearing, I think we're all agreeing, is a given. That's going at some point. It's just a case of when, as Kelly says in the chat room. But I'm saying spinning drives are going. There is going to be all SSD in all Apple lines. You won't be able to buy anything with a spinning drive in it unless you want to buy it in it and fit it yourself afterwards.
Yeah, but not till next year.
No, I'm saying after next week.
No way.
No?
No way. No.
So you can see, I mean, SSD is available on as standard items on three of the products now, isn't it? So the two Airs and the Retina MacBook Pro are all SSD. There's no choice. So you can see that going in the 13 quite happily because the price has come down enough now that you can get a 128 or a 320 or even a 512 without knocking too much around on the price. So that could go in a heartbeat. Standard 15-inch, well, they're already doing it on the Mac Pro. The prices for the basic stuff could come in and you could get rid of a 15-inch quite easily. And the Mac, the iMac is due an upgrade and they could do massive upgrades on SSDs there and make a lot of money as well because of the fact that they could put in a one, you know, a 512 option or a 1 terabyte option if there's such a thing out there that Apple's procured the license to, and all of a sudden you've got a vast amount of income on your high-end product line. And the Mac Pro then, at that point, I would say would become obsolete, most definitely. Plus everything is then going smaller, really small.
There's plenty of space in the iMac case to put multiple slim SSDs in, isn't there now?
Well, you can get SSDs at 1 terabyte, and you can get not horrifically priced, and you can get 2.5 drives at 2 terabytes for £150 on the net now. So, I don't say it as a bad shout.
I just wondered how it would work price point wise.
This is what I'm saying. It's going to be at the 128 level. If you're talking about 128 being fitted as standard as the hard drive, is that too small is the only question in my mind. But in terms of price, 128 is very, very doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's just too... I mean, you say they introduce a new Mac Mini. They're going to put a 128 in there, but you're used to getting a 500 gigabyte. I don't see that flying.
You don't?
No, I don't see that flying at all.
I run a 512 in my MacBook Pro.
No. I'm saying what I'm saying is you used to get a 500 gigabyte drive.
Yeah.
In your Mac Mini, but then they're going to go to a 128.
Yeah, they might. I think they'd go to a 256 because 256 would be about equivalent. Mm-hmm. And I think they do that. And I exist on a 512. With a second drive, admittedly, but now since I've gone to me little Thunderbolty thing that plugs in at the side, the Go thing that I got, the Go drive for Seagate, I love that, and I buy drives to run in that. Just get up to work, plug that thing in, stick a drive in, and the drive is basically all of the videos and photographs for that firm. And I've got a 2 terabyte one for one customer that I shoot video for, and it's 3/4 full now. And I'm going to have to get another for them soon. But I buy slot-in drives, and if the price of a 512 SSD came down to about £200, maybe less, £150, I'd be running around with 512 SSDs for customers. I love that little GoPro thing. I use it like you would not GoPro, the Seagate Go drive. I use that thing like an interchangeable swap-in, swap-out drive constantly. Carry a whole little deck of a spinning media around with me.
I do agree with Cy Bookery here in the chat room, though. It does give you that incentive to push more crap to iCloud.
It does. And they want
that is a good point.
Very good. But I don't think you need 128. I think you can do 256, and you'd still get that incentive to push to iCloud.
Yeah, definitely.
You see the cogs going round in Carl's brain there. He really has been stumbled by that one.
Yeah, I have actually, because it doesn't put you as incentive, and they might do something. They'll give you more storage with iCloud if you get a computer product, say not an iOS device.
Yeah. That winch is coming with the obvious there. You've got to pay for the extra space.
Yeah. No, you might be actually on there or something, Ewan, because I hadn't really thought of that. And then iBookery saying about the iCloud thing, that makes total financial sense.
Kelly's in the chat room has written, does Ewan's little Thunderbolty thing, is it an adapter for a Thunder Kyle port?
No, I said it is.
No, that's it what I'm saying. DHM, were you about to say something?
$29 white piece of plastic.
How did you know about that? I keep that in the bottom drawer. That only comes out when the wife goes out. DHM, what are you saying? You were going to jump in there.
No, I was going to say that I was looking at the Cult of Mac things for the Mac, iMac, and that just looks ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. I can't see it looking like that.
Well, don't forget, though, that shape is the one that they registered a patent for about a year and a half ago with a Thunderbolt going into the back of it, 90 degrees. That's the exact shape.
Well, it's the whole thing of, well, I guess it's the iMac. I mean, Apple don't care. But from my point of view, it's the glasses bonded on the front. It's how do you repair the bugger?
Well, they don't want you to repair it. They want you to take it into the shop. They're on a war to get rid of you as a business.
I know. They hate me personally.
They do. It's 20...
I think they have an actual department dedicated to...
You've got 20 years to retirement, mate, and you're going to be lucky if you can get there with the rate that they're trying to phase you out.
I know. I'm going back to comic books.
I'd retrain if I were you. Yeah, go back to drawing Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I'm going back to Turtles. It's Turtles all the way down.
Awesome.
and the turtles are making a comeback, so it's the perfect time.
Oh, man alive. Man alive. I love it when there's no news.
Pretty well with that so far.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got... I've got the right graphic here. No, sharing reminders has gone to the cloud. That's a different story. If you've got an iMac, the 2009 version... And I'm trying to find desperately the correct story here because it's important I get this right. If you bought an iMac from 2009 to 2011, then the hard drive replacement program has been extended. So it now applies to you up until April 12, 2013. There you go. Well, 3 years after the date of sale of it. It's the 1 terabyte Seagate hard drives could be faulty in iMac sold as early as October 2009. So if you've got one, go and get it changed.
Yes.
There's good fellows.
Mm-hmm. They'll swap out that terabyte hard drive with an 8 gigabyte SSD.
Oh, yes. Downcaster's got a new version out there. Have you updated to it? Now, though, I thought this would be interesting, because Downcast is something that a lot of people say is superb, and they hate the podcast application, and they love Downcast. But I have to say, I had a bit of a weird thing, because exactly a month ago, when we were speaking to Mr. Anatko on this very issue, and we said about the getting rid of the podcast application, I immediately wiped it off, as did Kelly. And guess what? When I plugged it back into my Mac to sync up, and I pressed sync, it reappeared. Apple did not want me to not have the podcast app. So I thought, oh, bollocks, and I just started using it. It doesn't suck. It really doesn't suck. It actually works really, really well now. I like it. I really like the podcast app. So everyone was going to go for Downcast, but has anyone tried the podcast app?
Yeah, no. I just don't know if I just don't know if I can go back there. It was really a horrific experience.
It was.
Yeah, the flashbacks, the shapes, the.
Well, I had it on my computer. I had it on my iPhone for a total of 3 minutes, and then I took it off because it was horrific. But now I've been forced in inverted commas to go back to it. I don't mind it. It's okay. Batwinch says yes, it works. Instacast. Works, says Jan.
Did Apple send you a 25-cent check to say that?
No, they didn't.
You really like it now?
Still no playlists in the podcast app. That's absolutely right. But why would you use a playlist of podcasts? You just go between the podcasts. The buttons are huge. It's easy to use while you're driving, especially on iPad. Superb.
I admit, it. When I downloaded it, it was better experience on the iPad than the iPhone. But that being said, it was still not a good experience. I'll give it a try again.
Have you also seen the little showreel thing or the tape decks? I didn't realize this was in here. But when you tap the cover art, there you go. when you tap the cover art, you get a little reel-to-reel tape deck underneath.
You do.
Well, you didn't know that.
I didn't know about that.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know it. No. And you just pull the thingies, and it winds backwards and forwards, and it's there you go.
Yeah, I noticed that. And yeah, you go all the way to the end of the podcast, and it actually does all the into the tape. But I'll agree with DHM on there. That's one reason why I hate it. It's neat, cool. But it's just to me, it's not 21st century.
Tape goes down on the left and increases on the right. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, it's isn't neat.
I'd rather have playlists.
I'm sounding like Greeny, says Roomba. Thanks, mate.
Yeah,
I'm only 8 months behind.
How's Plex working for you, Ewan?
Oh, mate. There's no more news, right? This podcast and all the others would not be possible without UK2.net. They're absolutely fab and dandy. We love them to bits, and we couldn't live life without them. They're just incredible. We had a good month in September, it would seem. We did 73 terabytes of data. That was you. Someone must have mentioned us somewhere.
And I wonder why she can't get her Wi-Fi to work at the hotel.
We had 2 million downloads of podcasts. That's across the whole network. I hasten to add, that's not the Max Show only. We had 2 million downloads of all podcasts for all shows for the whole month, which
that's
is
awesome.
We are just more than a little awesome. Thank you very much to everyone that did it. And it's carrying on. October as well is looking like it's going to be about the same kind of level. It's gone ballistic. 2 million downloads of these shows is just, I can't believe that people actually bothered to come back.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. It really has been just an amazing month for us. We love you to bits. And UK2, what did they say when they found out they got 73 terabytes of bandwidth to pick up? Nothing. That's fine. We'll just take it. That's great. Cheers. And the reason they say that is because they support us, because you support them. You guys are buying loads and loads of web stuff off them. If you want anything for the web, literally anything at all, domains, co-location, VPS, VPN, there's a site builder application, there's tons of stuff you can do. There's a load of offer codes on our webpage. Go to britishtechnetwork.com, click on their logo, it'll open in a new tab, and then go back and click on the sponsors link, and all the offer codes are in there. You can mess around in your basket, reduce your basket down to hardly anything. And then you can also check out and have great service. Love them to bits. Thank you for supporting us, UK2. And please say that you need to say thank you to them as well for picking up all that bandwidth, because it's a huge amount. It's enormous.
Thank you, UK2. We love you.
Oh, mate, do we ever. Do we ever. Can't live without UK. Well, could we? No. Can you imagine the bill I get for 73 terabytes of data? Oh, dear. Have we got any cool things? Mr. Swagger, do you have a cool thing for us?
Yeah, actually I do. My poor wife actually had to go to the dentist this week. And so I was sitting waiting, of course. And you know how these things are. When you wait in doctor's office, dentist's office, it takes a while. And I didn't want to play Angry Birds. I'm sick of Angry Birds. I'm sick of, yeah. And I remember the good old classic Monopoly. And it was 99 cents. And as everybody knows on this store, on this show, I'm cheap, and yep. I downloaded it, and I love Monopoly. I've loved it since I was a kid. I still prefer the old analog board game, we'll put it, but it's a great little fun app, and it has all the funs and quirks that you would get with a Monopoly game, and only this time, though, a lot of people don't like to play Monopoly with you. You don't have to play with anybody.
Who's doing
play
what?
By yourself.
Kelly, is that you?
No.
All right, okay. Someone's making loads of noise. DHM. So, yeah. Monopoly, 99 cents in the App Store.
Yeah.
Still relatively cheap.
Oh, yes.
Good pick, mate. Good pick. It works wonders as well on the iPad. It blows up two times to really, really good.
I did download it on the iPad later, and then me and the wife played it a little bit one evening. You can't play multiple players also.
Good. Moving on swiftly.
Yes.
Kelly, what have you got for us, girl?
Okay, so my pick is neither hardware nor software, but I'm picking it anyway. Last night, I got to attend an event at Disney Animation Studios, and part of that event was that we got to see an advanced screening of Wreck-It Ralph. And for people who have any interest in video games, or remember spending all the quarters at the arcade, Space Invaders, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, that kind of stuff. This is about the world inside the video games. So it's like Toy Story, but set at the arcade, like what happens when people aren't around. And it was funny and clever and beautiful and smart and had a great plot. And I cannot recommend it highly enough. And it's not because they let me see it for free ahead of time. It's because it really was a great, great movie. I had such a good time watching it. And video games, and it's all the 8-bit stuff. So it's something that like all of us of a particular vintage will really enjoy. Good. So absolutely. If you, when you guys get the opportunity, check it out. And you will definitely need to take the kids. They're going to love it.
Rightio. Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
Excellent. I shall take the kids as soon as it comes out.
It's November 2nd here. I don't know what the worldwide release dates are, but Disney's gotten better about it being worldwide at pretty close to the same time. So I would imagine you guys will get it before too long.
That's probably actually a trip to the cinema here in the UK to go and watch out the movies, to watch that kind of thing. It's probably one of the most expensive picks we've had on there this year. You sit thinking, oh, it's just a trip to the movies. No, that's £60 gone straight away.
This would be worth the trip, though.
Okie doke.
Because I'll see it again, at regular price and everything.
Done the convenience store, the Coke, the hot dog, the chocolate. Second November, half term, I'm on holiday. DHM, what have you got for us, mate? You're on mute still.
I'm still on mute. I'm off mute. Da, da, da.
You only go on mute for the cool things.
There's noises in the house. Noises. Oh. It wasn't me making the thumping because I was on mute. Yes. Task managers. Your iPhone, kind of an iPad, 10 a penny, and all a bit confusing.
Yes. But
like Angry Birds was really cool because it could only be, it could only work on the iPhone and the iPad, and the air traffic control game that came out when the iPad was launched was brilliant because it was just like it fitted the iPad. Things is this is it for to-do apps. It's called Clear. It's £1.49, and it's super simple interface, and all of the creation of new events and finishing tasks and deleting tasks. It's all pinch, zoom, swipe, fold with sort of gestures on the iPad and things. It's basically, if you're going to have a touchscreen device and you're going to, this is the way you want to make a to-do app. It's brilliant.
Good. Clear is awesome, says the chat room. Jan says, been saying that for ages. You can play a song with it. I don't understand that you can play a song with it.
It doesn't just do the thing that it should do. It does the thing that it should do with absolute clarity and with purpose that is absolutely fitted to the device that it's on. And this app could only be on your iPhone or iPad, and that's just brilliant the way that... There you go.
Batwing
says... Really, for £1.49, that's an excellent price.
Batwing says that Bad Pigs is too hard. Oh, well. My pick is the GoPro app. Yes, it's finally here. If you've got a GoPro camera and you've got the additional Wi-Fi add-on for version 1 or version 2, then all you've got to do is clip that in, tie it to a Wi-Fi, and then instantly your iPhone or your iPad will be able to control it. You can take pictures with it. You can see what your GoPro's seeing as well as. And the link on the GoPro is up to 186 meters, so that's a fair old distance, and at that distance you can watch what's going on in real time on your iPhone or your iPad and control your camera. It's free because they've already sold you the GoPro, of course, at £250, so you know it's the least they can do. Alternatively, the bastards, because I've just bought two GoPro cameras a month ago, have released the GoPro 3 HD Hero 3, which does 60 frames a second at 1080 and 120 frames a second at 720, and I've just bought the two old ones a month back. Bastards. I said it on the photo show, and I'm going to say it on this show, and I'll probably say it on the big show tonight. Bastards. There we go. Right, Kelly's
looking... That's what always happens with you. You buy something, and then a month later, something new comes out. You haven't bought any new Apple products, have you?
I've been thinking about buying a couple of things and I haven't done it, and people are saying they're changing now, so well, I'm definitely not.
Buy a Mac Pro so we can get a new one.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. What I was thinking.
I spent $3,000. 720p at 120 frames a second for slow motion, says Wired for Flight. It would look very, very good.
Ooh.
Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. Swagger?
Just find me on Twitter, twitter.com/Kyle Swagger.
Thank you, mate. Where are you, Ms. Gamont?
Twitter.com/Verso.
And you will be in Burbank today having breakfast and slapping a Natco for not coming.
I will. I will go give him a very stern look and let him know how disappointed all of you are in him as a person.
No, don't say that.
Oh, that's too bad.
And Anatko's coming over. Mr. Anatko's coming over to the UK in November, allegedly. So I think 14th, okay. Something like that, it'll be in the UK.
I'll tell him you guys will discipline him properly.
We're all going out for it now. We'll go out and drink beer with him. We're not going to be any discipline done. And DHM, where are you, sir?
Well, that being on tent.io worked out really well for me, so I'm going to stay there.
Tent.io, very good.
It didn't. What's happened to that?
Bad
luck. No, Dr. Happy Mac on Twitter. I've gone back to Twitter. That's where all the people are.
Batwit wants to know if she can spank Mr. Anatko. That's a different podcast entirely. Kelly's going for breakfast. I'm going to go and get some dinner, and then we'll be back with a big show at 8 o'clock. It's a ram-packed day today. Thursday's the new Friday. Telling you. See you later.